Letter to Anirin Bevan, Minister of Health from G.A. Isaacs at the Board of Trade, 19th of March, 1946. T-161-1367. EM-4433-1945. 19th of March, 1946. Dear Anirin, at the recent conference of employers at the Central Hall, Westminster, it was strongly urged by an employer's representative that it would greatly assist firms in starting new industrial undertakings in development areas if accommodation could be provided for executives in houses of a larger type than local authorities are at present authorised to build or to sanction. This is a question which calls for urgent action, as several specific cases have come to my notice where lack of houses for executives and key workers has delayed a firm in starting work at a factory in a development area. Also, the difficulty in finding accommodation for key workers who must be brought into the area may make a firm decide against going there. Meanwhile, as you know, unemployment in the development areas is substantial and is rising, and we need to get still more new factories into the areas and to get them going as quickly as possible. In this connection, it was agreed at the Lord President's Industrial Subcommittee some time ago that in the development areas, factory building should, in general, have equal priority with housing. I understand that negotiations have been going on for some time between your department and the Board of Trade about the provision of houses for executives and key workers of new firms, and I should be very glad if an early decision could be reached. The number of houses required to meet the demand must be relatively small, and if provision can be made, I am sure it would be well worthwhile for the benefit of employment prospects in these areas. I am sending a copy of this letter to the Chancellor and the President of the Board of Trade, who are, I believe, both very interested in this question. Yours sincerely, G.A. Isaacs. The Right Honourable A. Bevan, MP, Minister of Health, London, SW1.